Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. India showcases military might and cultural heritage at Kartavipath in the national capital as it celebrates the 76th Republic Day today. Leaders from various countries greet India on Republic Day, reaffirming their strong bonds and cooperation in various fields. Election campaign in Delhi Assembly polls picks up. Leaders hold rallies and roadshows to woo voters. USAID suspends all assistance programs in Bangladesh. And in sports, India storms into the semi-finals of ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, defeating Bangladesh by 8 wickets in Kuala Lumpur. And Yannick Sinner clinches the Australian Open men's singles tennis title, beating Alexander Zverev. And now the news in detail. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavyapath in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavyapath in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who was the chief guest at the parade. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia took part in the parade. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Achha with musical instruments from different parts of the country. For the first time, a tri-services tableau participated on Kartavyapath, displaying the spirit of jointness and integration. Haryana's tableau showcased the Bhagavad Gita, and the tableau of Uttar Pradesh depicted the ongoing Mahakumbh 2025. Tank T-90 Bhishma, Nag missile system along with BMP-2 Sarath, BrahMos, Pinaka multi-launcher rocket system, Agniban multi-barrel rocket launcher were on display at the Kartavyapath.
BM-21 Agniban. Leading this impressive display is Captain Manoj Chonial of 213 Rocket Regiment. With a range of up to 40 kilometers, it remains a vital asset for targeting enemy positions, logistic hubs.
The event concluded with a flypast by 47 aircrafts. The flypast witnessed a breathtaking air show by Rafale, Sukhoi 30, Jaguar, C-130, Dornier 228, and AN-32 aircraft and Apache and Mi-17 helicopters. President Draupadi Murmu hosted at-home reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the occasion of the 76th Republic Day today. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries attended the reception. In a social media post, the president said that the guests enjoyed the vibrant artistic and cultural elements that were displayed during the event. Leaders from various countries have congratulated India on its 76th Republic Day. In a social media post, Maldives President Mohamed Moizu conveyed his heartfelt greetings and said that Maldives will always cherish the strong bonds of friendship and cooperation with India, which are built on mutual trust, respect and understanding. Responding to it, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he fully shares his sentiment regarding the long-standing partnership between the two countries. Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Thokbe in his message said that India's spirit of unity and vision continues to drive remarkable achievements and inspire the world. Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli extended his greetings on the occasion and said that the ideals of democracy and national unity will foster deeper ties of friendship between both the nations. The Republic Day is being celebrated across the nation today. The occasion marks the day when the Constitution of India came into effect in 1950. It is a day which reminds people to uphold the values enshrined in the Constitution that ensures justice, equality and dignity for all. Our correspondent takes a look at the constitutional violations which occurred during the emergency period.
Many constitutional rights of citizens and media were withheld during the emergency declared on 25th June 1975. This allowed the then government to assume sweeping powers, suspending civil liberties and imposing press censorship. Fundamental rights guaranteed by the constitution, including the right to free speech, were curtailed. Prominent opposition leaders and activists were arrested and the media was heavily censored. This led to the suspension of most of the civil rights for more than 2 years. The emergency serves as a stark reminder of the need for constant vigilance to safeguard civil liberties and fundamental rights. With Suparna Saikia, Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today interacted with special guests for the 76th Republic Day Parade at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi. He said all the special guests were mentioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his Mann Ki Baat program for working tirelessly for the society. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mr. Vaishnaw stated that Prime Minister Modi has spread the inspiring work being done by people through his Mann Ki Baat program.
मन की बात के जरिए से समाज में जो बहुत अच्छा काम होता है और समाज के लिए उपयोगी कार्य जो होता है उसको माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने दुनिया भर में पहुंचाने की बहुत बड़ी संकल्प लिया है, बहुत बड़ा एक यज्ञ कर रहे हैं। आज मन की बात में जिनका उल्लेख हुआ है वो सभी आज यहाँ सम्मिलित हुए, बहुत अच्छा लगा सबसे मिलके, उनकी बात सुन के और किस तरह से प्रधानमंत्री जी के उल्लेख से उनके जीवन में एक नई प्रेरणा आई वो आज जान के अच्छा लगा।
A total of 139 special guests were present during the event. Our correspondent spoke to some of the special guests who shared their experience of attending the Republic Day Parade.
My name is Vishali Garbyal. I am from Dharchula. In 2019, Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji mentioned my name and other team member also for working for our community to save our culture and also the indigenous language. So the only message to my community and my people to speak our language and to involve and enjoy our culture.
I am K. Srinivas Rao. I am the founder of Food for Thought Foundation along with Shifali Rao and Madhvi Sharma. We started this foundation with an intent that a nation should not only be judged on its GDP but also GGP, which is Ghar Ghar Pustakalaya. Today we run around 700 libraries across in India in government schools and jails with an intention of bringing back the reading habits. We thank Shri Narendra Modi ji for mentioning us in the Mann Ki Baat.
Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal, Director General of Akashvani Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur and Doordarshan Director General Kanchan Prasad were also present on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps PM Rally tomorrow at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme for this year's NCC PM Rally will be Yuva Shakti Viksit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets will be performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. Election campaigning for Delhi Assembly picks up with leaders of various political parties holding rallies and public meetings in different parts of the city. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today criticized Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal of depriving the residents of Delhi from the Ayushman Bharat scheme. Addressing a rally in Narela, New Delhi, Mr. Shah promised that if the BJP comes to power, every citizen will be provided with a free treatment of up to 10 lakh rupees.
केजरीवाल जी के शासन के अंदर अपनी दिल्ली इस 10 साल के अंदर बद से बदतर हो 10 साल में देश के कई राज्य जहां पर डबल इंजन की सरकार बनी वो कहां से कहां पहुंच
भाजपा सरकार बना दीजिए 10 लाख का इलाज मुफ्त करने का काम हम करेंगे.
Briefing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that Aam Aadmi Party leader and Delhi Chief Minister Atishi's family tried to say Parliament attack convict Afzal Guru.
आम आदमी पार्टी की मुख्यमंत्री आतिशी जी के ही परिवार के लोग अफजल गुरु की क्षमा याचना यानी आतंक के आरोपी को बचाने के रास्ते खोज रहे थे. आम आदमी पार्टी का चरित्र ये है और मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में भाजपा का संकल्प ये है कि किसी आतंकी को बचने का कोई रास्ता नहीं दिया जाएगा.
Addressing a press conference, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal accused the BJP of searching for the women to take back the money which they gave under the various welfare schemes in Maharashtra. He said that if the BJP comes to power, all the welfare schemes will stop and the middle class will have to bear the burden of approximately 25,000 rupees.
फ्री बिजली से जनता को लगभग 4-5 हजार रुपए महीने का फायदा होता है। फ्री शिक्षा से अगर आपके 2 बच्चे पढ़ रहे हैं तो लगभग 10 हजार रुपए महीना बच जाता है। फ्री मोहल्ला क्लिनिक से लगभग 5 हजार रुपए और फायदा होता है। महिलाओं के फ्री बस सफर से लगभग 2,500 रुपए का फायदा होता है। अगर बीजेपी की सरकार आ गई तो बीजेपी वाले कह रहे हैं ये सब बंद कर देंगे।
Speaking at a press conference, senior Congress leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi alleged that the BJP is spreading hatred in the Delhi Assembly elections and dividing the society to get votes.
दिल्ली में भाजपा नफरत फैलाने पर उतारू है। आज सत्ता की भूख के आगे देश के सामाजिक ताने बाने को ताक पर रखने के लिए ये पार्टियां तैयार हैं, तत्पर हैं।
The Uttar Pradesh government has declared a no vehicle zone in the Mahakumbh area Prayagraj from tomorrow. The decision has been taken to ensure smooth management of the massive crowds expected on Maundi Amavasya on 29th of January. We have a report.
A huge number of devotees is being seen in the fair even before Mauni Amavasya. In the last 2 days, over 1 crore 25 lakh devotees have taken holy dip in Sangam. Elaborate arrangements have been put in place for the smooth movement of devotees to enter the Sangam zone and take the holy dip. Talking to Akashwani News, Additional Superintendent of Police Traffic, Prayagraj, Anshuman Misra said no vehicle movement will be allowed in the Kumbh area beyond the designated parking till 30th January.
बड़ी गाड़ियों को मेले से दूर की पार्किंग इनमें भरा जा रहा है। हम वाहनों को धीरे धीरे अब रोकना शुरू कर रहे हैं जिससे हमारे श्रद्धालु आए और इस संगम स्नान का लाभ उठा सके।
उत्तर प्रदेश गवर्नमेंट हैज एस्टिमेटेड दैट अराउंड 8-10 crore डिवोटीज आर एक्सपेक्टेड टू टेक अ होली डिप ऑन मौनी अमावस्या। 12 किलोमीटर लॉन्ग घाट हैव बीन कंस्ट्रक्टेड फॉर इजी एक्सेस फॉर द डिवोटीज टू टेक द होली डिप। विद दीपेंद्र कुमार, अमन यादव, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, प्रयागराज।
The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, suspended all assistance programs in Bangladesh. In a letter sent to all its implementing partners in Bangladesh, the U.S. donor agency USAID had directed yesterday to immediately stop, cease and suspend any work in Bangladesh under contracts, work orders, grants, cooperative agreements or other acquisition or assistance instrument. The action comes as a part of re-evaluation and realignment of United States foreign aid in consistency with the foreign policy of President Donald Trump. This sudden decision has raised significant concerns among various project stakeholders, including U.S.-funded non-governmental organizations operating in Bangladesh. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India stormed into the semifinals with a commanding 8-wicket win over Bangladesh at BioMS Oval Stadium in Kuala Lumpur today. Sent into bat first, Bangladesh managed just 64 runs for 8 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Captain Sumaya Akhtar top scored with an unbeaten 21. For India, Vaishnavi Sharma bagged 3 wickets. India chased the target in just 7.1 overs with Trisha's quickfire 40 off 31 balls laced with 8 boundaries. In the Australian Open Tennis, world number 1 Italy's Jannik Sinner has won the men's singles title. In the final, he defeated Alexander Zverev 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 at Rod Laver Arena this evening. With this triumph, the 23-year-old Italian became the youngest man to win multiple Australian Open titles since Jim Courier in 1992-93. This is Sinner's third major title in this third Grand Slam final. In the women's doubles final, the top-seeded pair of Taylor Townsend of American Czech player Katerina Siniakova won the title. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India showcases military might and cultural heritage at Kartavya Path in the national capital as it celebrates the 76th Republic Day today. Leaders from various countries greet India on Republic Day, reaffirming their strong bonds and cooperation in various fields. Election campaign in Delhi Assembly polls picks up. Leaders hold rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. USAID suspends all assistance programs in Bangladesh. And in sports, India storm into the semi-finals of the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, defeating Bangladesh by 8 wickets in Kuala Lumpur, and Jannik Sinner clinches the Australian Open men's singles title, beating Alexander Zverev. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.